All right, KD, the Menahel. Let's take it from the tour. Rabbi Shimon only alone there. Kayim. Okay, so what's the initial point that he wants to make? Quoting from Pirkei Avos, a lot of Divrei Agada, very beautiful, Divrei Torah. Still Kayim, by the way.
But it's not but the difference as opposed to from here as opposed to the beginning when it says al shol shadar ha'olam omid.
So Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the difference? You have two Mishnayos in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, and very famously, Shimon HaTzadik Omer, Shosh Dvarim Olam Omed, Ala Torah, Ala Avoda, Ve'al Gemilas Chasadim, the three pillars of the world, or three things upon which the world stands. Then you get to the last Mishnayos of the parak, Rabbi Shimon Leol Omer, Al Shosh Dvarim Olam Kayam, Al Hadin, Al Emes, Ve'al Shalom. So what is this, a machlokas between Shimon HaTzadik and Rabbi Shimon Leol? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says there's no machlokas. We're talking about different things, namely?
What the world was created for and what the world kept on going
about. Just a basic category difference. If you talk about Shloshah Dvarim Olam Omed, say, why did God need to create the world? So God needed to create a world so that Torah could come into being. Otherwise, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko Kedem Ifal of Me'az, the Torah was sitting, in Shamayim. Right, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Ola Lamarom, as the Gemara in Shabbos famously details, the Malach HaShari says, who is this guy? Who's this Basar Vadam? He wants to come take the Torah. And, the Basar Vadam, he's, what is Zilzul HaTorah? And Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, they do have a point, Moshe Rabbeinu held on to the Kisei HaKavod, right? And he famously gave the answer. He says, says to the Malachim, what does it say? It says in the Torah, Lo Teshakru Ish Bamito. What are you guys, liars? And they said, no, we're not liars. He said, well, we are. It says in the Torah, Lo Signovu, that we're not allowed to steal. What are you guys, Ganavim? He says, no, we don't steal up here, we're Malachim. So he says, well, we're Ganavim. So who needs the Torah, you or us? Okay, so the world was created so that the Torah could come into practice, okay? Avoda, the Avoda Sakarbano, Simlo Brisi, Yom of Alayla. Chuko Shamayim Varetz Lo Samti. That's why during the Mamados, as the Mishnayos and Tainus detail, right, they used to read from Isa Bracious, because the world is Miskayim on the Korbanos and Gmilos Chasadim, right? If people didn't exist, there'd be no Chesed. Right? There'd be no Chesed to be done, because there'd be no human beings. There'd be nothing. This is true in a deeper way. If there was nothing that was chaser in people's lives, if everybody was healthy and wealthy and had no needs, I don't know, there couldn't be Chesed. So there has to be some, unfortunately, some inequity, some suffering. Okay, so that's why the world is brought into existence. But if you want to know what keeps the world running, you need din. Can't have anarchy, right? Emmanuel would say, you need civil society, okay? MS. Truth, 2 + 2 still equals 4, it's not 5, right? Even if somebody says, but in my personal narrative, 2 + 2 = 5. Right? I feel that 2 + 2 = 5. I feel it's discriminatory, right, against 5. If you keep on saying 2 + 2 = 4, it's highly exclusionary. So we say no, 2 + 2 is still 4. Because you can't have a world where 2 + 2 is 5. Because then another person could say, no, I feel 2 + 2 should be 3. It's highly discriminatory to use objective reason in such a situation. Okay, so you need MS and you need Shalom too, because this one says he's right and this one says she's right. And this one says neither of them are right. And so either you can have a war, which is the way it went through most of human history, or you have to make Shalom. So Rabbeinu Yonah says there are two different categories that are going on here. Now that's not the only way of learning, there are literally dozens, if not hundreds, of approaches in the Rishonim and the Achronim how to reconcile these two Mishnayos. The fact of the matter is, in Valashin, they actually felt that the first Mishnah had to be understood as well, that without Torah Avodah Gemilos Chasadim, the world will literally cease to function. That's why in Valashin, they used to learn 24 hours a day, because they didn't just be Doresh the Mishnah and say, okay, I guess somebody else is going to have to stay up at night. Said, we're going to have to stay up and keep the world running. Okay, so that's what Rabbeinu Yonah wants to say. Okay, Kil Mali Hadin. Meaning, if it wasn't for Din, what would happen? It's Lord of the Flies. You'll have, first they'll start by passing around the conch, and then they'll start eating each other. So Kol De'olam Gavar, Piggy's not going to survive. Okay. Hadayon. So you have a Dayan who gets up and makes sure that he's Mishaber Zeros Rambos HaRishayim. You have all kinds of mafiosos and gangsters that are trying to extort people and run the world based on corruption, and somebody gets up and lays down the law. So without them, the world will really be destroyed, because overnight, you're going to have the gangsters running the entire world. Okay. So the Torah is now he's giving his Perush al Torah, a beautiful Divrei Agada. He says, look, the pasuk says that why is Avram Avinu chosen? Ki yadativ l'man asher yitzaves banaves beisu acharav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedaka u'mishpat. That Avram Avinu is being chosen because he'll be madrich and mechanech his children and his family, that they can't live like gangsters, that they have to follow the basic principles of tzedakah and mishpat. And that's why he was chosen to begin with. So it must be very important. And not only that, but Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, a little tour through Jewish history. Otzas Yitro. Altvar HaMishpat. Right, the critical part of Moshe Rabbeinu's career when Yisro came to him and said, "Ma'adavar azeh shara'ta usalam, adu ata yushel vadecha v'cholam nitzav alecha min boker ad arev." What in the world is going on here? Davol tibol gam ata gam azeh shreimach ki chaved mimcha adavar letuchal aso levadecha. Right, and you say you need help. You need help. What? The whole idea of the judiciary, Moshe Rabbeinu accepted that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu approved of it. It's very important. Without that, v'gam kolam azal, mekomo yavo v'shalom, people aren't going to have access to din. If everybody has to wait 17 hours on the DMV line, so people are going to stop going. So people are going to, what's going to happen? It's be obvious what's going to happen. So people will steal $100 and they'll say, the guy, he doesn't want to have $100 stolen from him, but what he really doesn't want to have to do is miss a whole day of work. If he has to stand online for 22 hours to get the case heard of $100, so he's going to say, what, at first I got robbed $100, now I have to miss a whole day of work? All right, I'll live with, and with that, you can make a pretty good parnasa. So you steal $100 from a different person every day, and you'll end up doing pretty well. So Yisro says, nothing doing. We have to make Sari Alafim, Sari Meos, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asaros. There has to be a protocol so that people have access to din. If people don't have access to din, it's not going to help. Right, so the last thing that Yoshua mentioned, the thing that he wanted to get across more than anything else, was the importance of Mishpat. So here we have, right, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua Ben Nun, And that would be a very high quality Beis Din right there. It's a big shiloh whether a Rebbe and a Talmud could sit on the same Beis Din. So we'll assume that would be okay for purposes of this Beis Din. Okay. Okay, so Shmuel had a very important contribution to the whole system of Din, namely Shmuel Hanavi. What did he do? Right, so he went around as this is what we call the circuit court, right? That's what literally it's called today, on a circuit, because the judges used to ride around in a circuit. They don't do that anymore, right? You go to the judge. But it used to be that the judges, you know, the first circuit, the second circuit, the third circuit, that they still have the numbers. Arayom Azah, ask any of your parents or attorneys. They have circuits, right? A circuit judge. So where did they come up with the idea? In the United States of America, they should have circuit judges from Samuel, the prophet. Samuel used to go around in a circuit. At the end of the year, he'd always come back to Ramah, but he would always follow a different path to make sure that there was equal distribution of justice, right? To make sure that nobody was being denied access to din. Because it's one thing if you set up the Beis Din, I don't know, in Makom Ploni, so you'll have din in that one place, but in all of the hinterlands, hither and thither, you know, they're going to have people who have no access to din. And, okay, so the people in the capital city will be able to go to the courts, but the people out in Paducah, you know, they'll be left to the mercies of the gangsters of Paducah. So that's why Shmuel had to go around, and he made a very big contribution to the discussion. Okay. Okay, so Yoav, of course, what was his position? He was the Sar Tzava, he was the Ramatkal, he was the head general. But only because David was doing tzedakah and mishpat, Yoav could have success on the field of battle. Good, more on David this whole semester. We'll talk a lot about David's contributions and mishpat utzedakah and how we integrate the two, okay? So what's the Torah referring to here? He'd say for Malachim last year, right? So where was that? Where was that famous encounter between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shlomo? I could give you guys a little... Correct. Where was his dream? In his head. Where was his head? On his body. Where was his body? Givon, right? So the famous discussion, right? So the famous image of Shlomo, the young Shlomo, right, wants more than anything else to have a lev shomea ki miyuchal lishpot es kol ha'am ha'kaved hazeh. And Hashem is very proud of him for asking for a lev shomea, that he should be able to do his job better and properly. So Shlomo HaMelech obviously understood at the core of his responsibilities was to have the proper heart so he could do his job administering justice. Of course, the tragedy of Shlomo is by the time you get to Sefer Melachim Perek Yudalev, Vahi Leisik Na Shlomo V'Nashav Hi Tuas Levavo, right? Because he was Mar Bebenashim and he was arrogant to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We'll get to the Sugya and Daf Chaf. Right, talks about that's why the reasons for the commandments of the Torah aren't revealed, because Shlomo HaMelech said, ah, you see it says in the Torah, lo yarbe lo nashim v'lo yasur levavo ani yarbe v'lo asur. I'm not fallible, I'm better than all of that. And turns out that he wasn't smarter than Hashem. He may have been smarter than all people, but he wasn't smarter than Hashem. Okay.
Okay.
Right, so this is the pasuk that the Ramban quoted that we saw when we first started. So far we've gone down from Avram Avinu to Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua to Shmuel and then to David and Yehoshaphat. I should say Shlomo, Yehoshaphat. We're about to get to Rabbi Davis. We're just short of there. Okay, so we're making good progress through Jewish history here. Okay. Vika Eretz Besheve Pibu Beruach Svasav Yamis Rasha Vihayatzedek Ezor Masnav Hamuna Ezor Chalatzav. Who remembers where that Haftorah is? Ah, so my grandfather Zichron Debracha would call a fat Haftorah. Packed with psukim that resonate and reverberate through our minds. Give you a hint. Hinei el Yeshua siyev tach v'lo evchad ki aziv v'zim rasiyo Adonai v'ayili l'Yeshua. Nach a hint? Okay. It starts with the words Od hayom benov lamod yinofef yado har bas tzion givas Yerushalayim v'yatzachot er migeza yishai v'nei tzer misharashav yifreh. Achron shel Pesach. Okay, so the point is that the Melech HaMashiach, what makes him the Melech HaMashiach? V'shafat b'tzedek dalim, he will bring justice to the poor. V'ochiach v'mishor le'an v'horetz, and he'll take the meek of the earth. Christians stole all the good material from Sefer Yeshayahu and pretended it was their own. So the meek of the earth will be vindicated, okay? So, yeah, okay, good. So v'ochiach v'mishor le'an v'horetz. Now we have the pivot point in the tour. So after waxing poetic, literally, about all the greatness of Din and how important it is, and your Shutaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Breishis, and the Olam is Kayim, and it's all good, so then the Torah says, right, you know, Michlal Hei Nata Shomei Alav, as good as it is when you do the right thing is as bad as it is when you do the wrong thing, right? So Kvi goldo maskorto ken onesh hamevatlo be'amavto kiditznan v'al ivos hadin, right? So the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says that swords come to the world when there is a lack of din, corruption of justice. V'lo charva Yerushalayim. Okay, so that, well, where is that Haftorah? What's that? Yeshayahu Perak Aleph. When do we read Yeshayahu Perak Aleph? Yeah, Shabbos Chazon, we just had it. Okay. Right? Tom lo yishpotu v'riv almano lo yavo aleihem. Uchziv basrei, the next pasuk. Hoi! Enachem mitzarai. God will avenge himself on his enemies. V'inakma me'oivai. That's the end, right? So that the whole redemption of Kal Yisrael depends on Tzedakah u'Mishpat. Shiftu Yasom. Right, so if you want to bring the Geula, so you know what you have to do. You have to bring justice. You have to stand up for the orphans and for the widows and for the oppressed, the Shru Chamotz. Right? Where is that Haftorah from? Tainus Tibur. Okay, that's the one that, you know. Okay, very good. Alright, so you get a little credit here for, say, for Yeshayahu if you read this tour. You know, it's like a little tour through Yeshayahu. Okay. Right, Mizbeach. So the point is that all of the karbanos in the world don't equal tzedek u'mishpat. All of the karbanos in the world, all of the olos and the shlamet, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to bring, it's not as important to Kadosh Baruch Hu as tzedek. That's the essential thing. You want to serve God? Listen to Him. Do justice. Your karbanos aren't worth a dime without tzedek and mishpat. Lama li rov zivcheichem yomar Hashem. Even in Shabbos Chazon. Or Shmuel Aleph Perek Tesvav, when Shaul justified violating the will of God, the Meitav Hatzon by Amalek, Me'akol Hatzon Hazah Asher B'Ozni, and Shaul says that he wants to offer them as karbanos, and what does Shmuel respond? Chayfetz LaShem, Be'olos Uzvachem, Yishmoa B'Kol Hashem, Halo Shmoa, Mizevach Tov, L'Hakshiv, Mechelev Elim. We have to listen to God. Karbanos? Not as important. Ki chatas kesem meri ve'avenu trafim havtzar. Like that. This is as bad as ksamim, as sorcery, is your rebellion. Okay? So it's more important than all the korbanos. Makal being right, exactly a beating stick, and a ritzua is a strap, a whip. Right? What are they for? Yeah, laying down the law. Right. Bali makala ritzua ha'omdim lefnei adayanim. What do? Yeah, they use them. So, you know, if it doesn't work to read the Torah Choshen Mishpat Siman Aleph about the importance of din and the beauty of din and the gula through din, so there we have other methods of convincing people. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of encouragement. So, Not everybody so responds. Different styles of learning. So okay. So it's a very famous passage in the Torah, but very far from what we'd expect from the Torah. So a lot of Agada here, a lot of Tanakh, a lot of Agada, a lot of Pirkei Avos, all very beautiful, all very inspirational, but not what you'd expect. Tell me the halachas. This is a Torah. So the question is, what in the world is going on? Micah, go ahead.
When the Torah says in the beginning that without like a dime, you don't lay down the law and put these people in their place, the world would just be filled with monsters and gangsters. So wouldn't this be, if we were putting, wouldn't it be not logical according to this to put a limit on Basin like the Mishnah Malkos does that? It murders Basin, kills them once every 7 or 7 years.
Yeah. Who in the Mishnah agrees with you? You're in very good company. Right. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Afim Marbe Shochei Davim BeYisrael." So in the Mesifta Derekia right now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, "You see, Micah's on my side." He says, "You know, there are gangsters and mobsters out there. What do you want? Do you want them to run wild?" So okay, we'll get there. Very good. So all right, so this is a very strange thing. What if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat and Siman Aleph, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any of this. He starts with the Halachos, Din. No Pirkei Avos, no Yeshayahu, no Drashos. He just skips over all of it. I didn't like the Torah's drasha. So you have to understand what was motivating Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher, Baal HaTurim. He did have a sefer on Chumash. He could have saved this for his parish on Parsha Shoftim or on Yisrael. It's not as if he has to get in the material. This isn't Charles Dickens. They're not paying him by the word. So he doesn't have to have... So let's take a look at an analog. There's a famous analog which it comes up every year, well deserved to come up, by the mitzvah of Sukkah. Okay, so the tour, way back in Or HaChaim, Tafresh Chafei, KD, take us through it. Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yom. This is another very outlying tour. Okay. Okay, so the Torah goes on this whole drasha about why it's important Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it shows that God really controls the world, and that's very important to know that God controls the world, otherwise you'll be a big kofar. And then he says, and you should know these sukkos that we're referring to, they're the Anonei HaKavod. So the Torah seemingly is paskening a machlokas that wouldn't appear to have any impact in the world of halacha. Anybody remember what the machlokas, who were the Balei Plukta? Sukkos Mamish, right? Okay, excellent. Perfect Ariel. So Rabbi Kiva and his Rabbi Rabbi Lazar, it's, we have a different version in the Bavli than we have the Medrash, but okay. So why do you have to paskin this? It's true that Targum Unklus and Rashi and the Ramban and their Perish Allah Torah, so they say it's an Anonei HaKavod, and the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra dutifully say that it's Sukkos Mamish. But okay, so they're the... That's their job. They're Mefarshim Ala Torah. So they're, why is the Torah talking about this? So we weren't the first people to notice this. So Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, the Bach, says a massive chiddush lehalacha. So he says the Torah doesn't have sections that are not halachic. So the Torah is telling me that the basukos, teshuv shivas yamim, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, yeshuv basukos, that it's the Anonei Kavo, taka it is lehalacha. How so? How in the world is it lehalacha? So KD, how is it lehalacha? Midarko b'chibur ozeh. Kitikuna. So you see the Bekiyas of the Bach knew the whole tour by heart. So he says, yeah, there are three places that the tour does this. Very surprising. One of them here by Sukkah, earlier by Tzitzis, and then by Tefillin as well. So he says, right, it's really Shalosh Shehem Achas. It's all really one. Namely, that in all of the places to fulfill the mitzvah properly, again, this is often misquoted. A lot of people say that, oh, the tour says, the Bach says, you don't fulfill the mitzvah according to the tour, unless you have kavan. He says, no, to fulfill the mitzvah in the ideal state, mitzvah kitikunah, you need to have a kavana. Now, why these three areas? Where did the tour come up with this? He says the tour wasn't making this up out of whole cloth, because these are the three places, KD, that the Torah the Torah itself says that you have to know, because by Sukkah it says, L'man yedu d'raseichem ki basukos ha-shav t'yes b'nei Yisrael b'yotiyo sam'eretz Mitzrayim. And by Tzitzis it says, L'man tizkiru v'asisem eskol mitzvosai. And by Tfilin it says, L'man tia teiras Hashem b'ficha. Okay. Shelo hayalo shum kavana. Okay. So the Bach lays down a fascinating principle. Dehainu, that there is no Agada in the Torah. That the Torah maintains his strict discipline as a Sefer Halacha. So if he's telling you Anane Kavod, it must be that to fulfill the mitzvah properly, so you have to have in mind, L'man yedu d'raseichem ki vasukos, when you fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, you have to have in mind that this is what it refers to. That's an amazing idea. So now, of course, the Bach has kind of thrown down the gauntlet for us. So if it's really so, that in the Bach's view, there are no extraneous Divrei Agada in the Torah, so what is this massive peon that he wrote to Din? What is the Torah trying to tell us? Okay, so Sariel, I think you had a thought.
But the same way that, like, you need to know the reason in order to, for these three mitzvahs, so in the kind of a tikkuna, the same way, when it comes to Din, we have to realize that it's not that all these different mitzvahs are backing up and what the Nevi'im and Avraham and Moshe and Lord did, the fact that is exactly what, or like what we're supposed to be doing now, and it's not necessarily us doing the Din, but it's about us carrying through.
Okay, beautiful. I want to come back to that. I happen to be very fond of that idea. Okay. KD, did you want to make a suggestion also? Ah, okay. Yeah. You're in good company. Okay, so the anybody else want to make a suggestion? So the Av Bezdin of the Chicago Rabbinical Council, and the Sgan Av Bezdin of the Beth Din of America, is Harav Yonah Ris, Mori the Rabbi. He would like to make the following suggestions. He'll encourage his approach, and then say, be a slightly different approach, be in line with Sariel and KD. So Harav Ris Shlita thinks that maybe what the Torah is really trying to tell us, before he gets into the question of mitzvah sadayanim and setting up batei din, is there's a big question, and we'll get there a sugya from now. What is the status of setting up batei din bizman hazeh? Is it a mitzvah d'arayis? Is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Is it no mitzvah at all? So Rabbi Ris wants to suggest that maybe that's why the Torah, remember the critical line, that it all depends. That if you're going to be a crooked bezdin, there's certainly no mitzvah to have a bezdin. It's only macharib es olam. It's only misalik shechina me Yisrael. So whether or not it's a mitzvah depends on the quality. If you're going to walk in the footsteps of Avram, of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yoshua ben Nun, of Shmuel Hanavi, of David HaMelech, of Yehoshaphat, of the Melech HaMashiach, Lassid Lavo, Advias Goel Tzedek. That's what we call him, the Goel Tzedek, because he's the man of Tzedek. So if you're going to do that, so then for sure it's a great mitzvah. But the Torah is trying to explain that it all depends. It depends what the quality really is. So maybe that's the whole idea. that the tour felt the need as a sefer halacha to give this whole introduction with the knowledge that there are many, many different levels of batei din. That's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Aflamid Beis, told us what? Halach achar bezdin yafeh. So just like we explained that it's all well and good if you have great talmidei chachamim, but it's not really going to help you unless you employ them, unless you engage them. So maybe the same thing is true in terms of batei din in general, that whether or not it's a positive, whether or not it really has mitzvah value, depends very much on the quality. Okay, so that is what Rabbi Reis wanted to suggest. I think a very, very fascinating and beautiful suggestion in general.
If the main difference that the Torah should point out is whether you're going to be a corrupt or not corrupt, based on then why did the Torah bring so many different examples of the greats throughout our history doing correct
behavior? Fair enough, right? It's a little bit different. I agree with you. It's a good observation. Excellent point, namely that when it comes to sukkah, it's like a line or two. Here, it's really arichos where he goes through from the very, very, very beginning. Okay, so maybe that's going to point us in a little bit of a different direction. Avi, do you want to?
I was thinking maybe just as before, being a dayan is an incredibly important responsibility. So, if you're going to take this responsibility, you, better understand what it is you're doing. Ah. So, if you're going to be learning all of these halachos, you should understand what it is you're learning in the first place.
Okay, very good. So, I think that I want to put together the Divrei Tzemach Tzedek with, the Mishpatei Sariel over here and Katie. So, I think that my preferred approach, like what Rabbi Reis has to say very much, is the following. That a dayan who thinks... Emmanuel, getting back to you. Right, a dayan who thinks that all that he's doing is deciding who, the $10 belongs to, or the $10 billion, it doesn't really matter. If he thinks that's what he's doing, so he's missing the whole point. Right? Because the idea is that the Derech Hashem, going back to Avraham Avinu, is Tzedek and Mishpat. Ki HaMishpat L'Elokim Hu. That we want the dayan very much to have an understanding. It's essential that he have an understanding that what he's doing is not just pragmatically important, it's certainly pragmatically important. That's where the Torah begins, with Al Shlosh HaDvarim Olam Kayim, but it really goes beyond that. The entire Geula of Klal Yisrael depends on this. This is more important than every karban in the world. This is a primary and a cardinal area of Avodas Hashem. And if a dayan doesn't have this kavana, just like by sukkah, you're not mekayin the mitzvah ketikuna, or by tefillin if you don't think leman tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha, or by tzitzis leman tizkru v'asisem eskol mitzvosai, there's something intrinsically deficient in your performance of the mitzvah. So the dayan has to have this understanding of ki hamishpat l'elokim hu. He has to understand the significance of what he's doing. Now, it's true that from the Bach's standpoint, this all is triggered by the psukim themselves, right? L'man yedu b'adavaseicha, l'man tizkru, l'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'picha. But what I would say is that there's not just a l'man here, but it's the very psukim that we started with. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to the Dayanim? Shamoa ben achechem v'shvatetem tzedek ben ishu ben achivu ben gero lo sakiru fanim b'mishpat. Lo saguru mipnei ish ki amishpat le'elohim hu. In other words, the Torah was just following in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Dayanim before they sat down for the first case, he said to them, you have to understand that what you're doing is much bigger than yourselves. You're doing the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So before he started the Choshen Mishpat with the Hilchos Dayanim, the first 25 simanim are Hilchos Dayanim. So before he started Hilchos Dayanim, so the Torah said to the Dayan, basically, Ki HaMishpat L'Elokim Hu. You want to know what you're doing? This is what you're doing. You have to bear this in mind. This is an essential part of your avoda. And if you don't have that in mind, and you think of yourself as a, you know, kind of a, not to denigrate it, but you think of yourself as kind of a traffic cop, you know, we just don't want people crashing into each other. So, you know, just to figure out our way through. And you don't realize that you're God's shliach here in this world, not again to develop an ego about it, but it should give you a sense of trepidation. You're missing something very, very, very important. You can know every halacha in the world and still really not be doing the mitzvah kitikuna. Because you don't understand the significance of what it is that you're doing. That's a very, very important perspective. It's a hakdama to Masechta Sanhedrin. You learn all about what it means to be a dayan, and edus, and all pshara and din, and all the things that we'll talk about. You can't appreciate the masachta without understanding that you're a shliach of Divrei HaKel. Okay, we'll hold it up there. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue on with Zakin Mamre.